enjoy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
Wait,
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Gloria waters a large plant, then picks up a smaller one.
Oh, hello, my darling. You look a little tired. What you need is some tender, loving care.
Mike lies on the couch.
Do we have time, Gloria?
She wakes him up.
I was talking to Moss Plant, honey.
Oh.
You're the one who first taught me that plants really respond to love and affection.
That's true. So do husbands.
He grabs her around the waist.
Oh, not now, honey.
Why? Come on. No. Nobody's here.
Come on.
Gloria, you won't even show your husband the same attention you show your fern.
Okay.
She mists his face. Archie and Edith arrive home.
What are you cooling off the red hot lover there? Why don't you take him outside and sign a hose on him?
Recreation breaks over, the warden's back.
Hi, Ma. I made you some coffee. Oh, how was the funeral?
Oh, it was very nice. Did you think it was, Archie?
Oh, well, Edith, funerals are all the same, one's just like the next one. The only thing different is the dearly departed.
It was a lovely service, and the Reverend Felcher said such nice things about poor Joe Hofsinger. Wherever Joe is, I'm sure his ears must have been burning.
Edith joins Archie in the dining room.
Did you go to the cemetery?
Oh, no. Joe ain't being buried.
What are they going to do with him?
He's going to be incremented.
Archie sips his coffee.
Daddy, cremated.
Ain't that what I said? And they're going to keep his ashes around the house in one of them silver urinals. By the way, don't you never do that to me.
Oh, no, Archie, I promise.
Oh, you got something against cremation?
No, but with your mother-in-law, I'd probably wind up in the vacuum cleaner. Poor old Joe Hofsinger. Huh? Here today, gone tomorrow, that's the way it is. Another victim of the Grim Reaper.
In the living room, Archie sinks into his armchair.
Sure makes you think about life, though. Jeez, you get married, you work your butt off all your life to support your family, and what's your big reward in the end? Every Wednesday, the widow shines you up, along with the rest of the bricks and bracks on the mail.
It's hard to believe him dying like that. Mr. Hofsinger always looks so healthy.
Oh, Joe took pretty good care of himself.
Yeah, his wife told me he was always taking vitamin pills and eating sunflower seeds and drinking goat's milk.
And how did he die?
He dropped dead jogging home from the health food store.
Poor Joe. You know what bothered me? His son, Bernard, didn't even come to the funeral.
And that was a disgrace.
Well, Ma, weren't you the one to tell me that they never got along?
Oh, well, how the hell are you going to get along with a kid like Bernard? With his painted toenails, carrying a purse and whiskers down to his belly button.
He's a musician.
Musician? What are you talking about? The guy's a jerk. He's in one of them rock groups. That's a good name for them, too. They all look like they crawl out from under a group of rocks.
Maybe Bernard had a good reason for not being at the funeral.
There ain't no good reason for a thing like that, little girl. to the old man working hard from all his life. He wanted to take Bernard into the business.
And it was a very good business.
What business was that?
He was an exterminator. You should have seen his truck. It was covered with all kinds of pictures of the different kinds of bugs he could kill for you. And laying on top was this big rubber cockroach. And every time Joe drove down the street, its little legs would go flying around like it was alive.
Not could have had all of that. A little lunch there, Harriet.
Oh, my, I got everything ready.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. I'll help you.
Yeah, poor old Joe Hofsinger. Well, what the hell? He's up there now.
Mike looks at the ceiling.
In the attic?
Well, don't be a smart guy. Heaven, and you know I meant heaven. He's in heaven. St. Peter's up there measuring him for his wings right now.
You mean those wings are tailor-made? I always thought they came off the rack.
Don't try and be a wise guy, will you?
Do you really believe that stuff?
I most certainly do. I read my Bible, and it's in my Bible. Guys who go to heaven get wings. Now leave me alone.
Archie stands.
All right, I suppose there is a heaven. And suppose when you get up there, you're not met by St. Peter. You're met by a rabbi. What would you do?
I'd drop dead.
Archie sits down at the table, and Mike pours himself a cup of coffee.
That's a stupid supposing it, because everybody knows that in heaven there ain't no differences of race or color. Everybody's equal white Christians.
What about hell? Are there any white Christians in hell?
You better be careful, you're going to find out. I'll tell you something, you ain't got no respect in you. That's the trouble with Joe Hobbs and your son Bernard. That's the thanks Joe got after bringing that kid into the world.
Well, what thanks should he get? I mean, gee, I think if you bring a kid into the world nowadays, you owe an apology. I know if it was up to me, I wouldn't be born into this rotten world.
What's the matter with the world today?
Well, for one thing, it's too crowded.
Not for me. It was too crowded for you. Why don't you step off of it?
Arch, there are over 4 billion people in the world today. We don't have enough food to feed half of them. And in 25 years, Asia alone's going to have 4 billion. Who's going to take care of all those people?
God.
Oh, well, that's a relief. How's he going to do that?
Like he always done it in the past. Anytime he figured the world was too full, God in his infinite mercy give us wars. Or earthquakes, floods, diseases, and pestilentiaries like that.
It's nice to have an intelligent conversation with you.
Edith and Gloria bring out lunch.
You don't really mean that, because the trouble with you is, like I said before, that you ain't got no respect.
Arch, respect has to be earned.
So does a living, but that don't mean nothing to you. I'm telling you right now, there's a big hate your parents movement going on in this country, in the U.S. of A., but it wasn't an American that started it. It was a German head shrinker by the name of Sigmund Freud.
Freud only said that parents can create a lot of problems.
Oh, he's wacky. Parents create children, and children create the problems, including you, little girl.
Me? What problems did I ever cause?
Well, tip a glance to your right there.
He points to Mike.
That's not funny, Arch.
No, it's sad and it's terrible.
Daddy, I didn't ask to be born.
Oh, well, now you're here. I mean, what are we going to do, get your vote? Look at this. See, this is the appreciation you get for making a big decision to bring a kid into this world.
Oh, big decision. Come off it, Arch. The only reason a lot of people have kids is because they forget to make a trip to the drugstore.
Edith looks up from her plate. And she and Archie exchange a look. As Edith lowers her eyes and fusses with her food, Archie scowls at her.
Can you keep your mouth shut about nothing?
Didn't say nothing.
How you used to always call me your little pink bundle from heaven? Well, you can't do that anymore, because I just found out I was a surprise package.
Well, now you know, kind of keep it indoors, huh? Things like that happen in the best of families.
Well, that won't happen to me and Michael, huh, honey?
That's right. We're not going to have any kids.
What?
I said we're not going to have any kids.
What?
You don't mean that.
Oh, no, Ma. He means while we're living here.
What?
No, no, Gloria. I mean, we're not going to have any kids, period.
What?
You didn't talk like that when we got married.
What?
What? A lot of things have changed since then.
What did you do, meathead? Sneak off to some chiropractor and get yourself fixed?
No, Arch. I just don't feel it's right to bring kids into the world today.
Just like that, you decide we're not going to have any children?
Not just like that, Gloria. I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Michael, why didn't you just at least discuss it with your wife first?
He didn't discuss it with me, neither.
I was going to tell you.
Tell me? How about ask me? I thought our marriage was a partnership, not a dictatorship.
This guy's a dictator here.
Yeah.
Oh, Gloria, be rational.
That's another Hitler over there.
No, not a Hitler.
Why not? Hitler didn't have no kids. He had a police dog.
Upstairs and let him finish.
No, we're in this and we're going to stay in this. You sit down.
Arch, this doesn't concern you.
That kid that you don't want to have happens to be my grandson.
Jordan.
Well, whatever.
All right, Michael, you told me something. Now I'm going to tell you something. I haven't been taking the pill for the last 6 weeks.
Oh, geez, private.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you?
Wouldn't I?
You would. She would. She did.
I did not. And you know why I didn't? Because I wouldn't do a thing like that without consulting you first. Because I'm honest.
What are you saying I'm not?
Well, if the shoe fits, kick yourself with it.
Gloria storms upstairs.
And if the shoe don't fit, you give it to me and I'll kick it with it.
Arch, will you butt out of this? This is none of your business.
The hell it ain't. You know, this family could divorce you for holding back.
A lot of people don't want to have kids.
Yeah, well, I know of one Polish couple I wish would have thought that way.
Mike follows Gloria upstairs.
All right, I'm sorry, I apologize. I was wrong, okay?
Okay. Now, when do we have the baby?
I wasn't wrong about that. I was just wrong not to discuss it with you.
Well, we're discussing it now, and you're still wrong. When we got married, you promised me two things, Michael Stivic, a home and a family. Now I find out that you meant my home and my family.
Let's not change the subject. Can we stick to one fight at a time, please?
You know, Michael, you could have come to me. I'm really not that hard to find. When you get in this bed, I'm the first girl on your left.
You want to talk about it? Fine, we'll talk about it.
Boy, you sure had me fooled. I can remember a week about 4 years ago when all you could do was cry.
What are you talking about?
When I had the miscarriage. You know what? You're a hypocrite. It's taken me 4 years to find out you hate children.
I don't hate children, Gloria. I love children. That's why I don't want to bring any into the world the way it is now.
Oh, come on. Stop playing Hamlet.
And you stop being so damn naive, Gloria. Take a look around you if you can see through the pollution. You want to take a kid to the beach nowadays? You don't give him a sand pail, you give him a garbage pail.
Okay, Mr. Ecology, but all that can change. They're going to clean up the air, too.
Oh, yeah? What about spray cans?
What?
Yeah, right here.
He grabs a spray can.
This is a killer.
Oh, so now my hairspray is a killer.
Yeah, your hairspray, my deodorant, all spray cans. I read that there are gases inside these cans, Gloria, that shoot up into the air and can destroy the ozone.
What's the ozone?
Ozone is a protective shield that surrounds the Earth that protects us against ultraviolet rays. You know what they can do?
Yeah, they can give you a sunburn.
Sure, when the ozone's there, but when it's all gone, you can get skin cancer, and God knows what it could do to the plants and crops.
All right, Michael. Let's compromise. You let me have a baby, and I'll let you have my hairspray.
One word I've said. Gloria, some scientists are saying that in 10 years, at the rate the ozone's going, this world is going to be in big trouble.
Well, Michael, you just can't go on being afraid of life.
I'm not afraid of life, Gloria. I'm just facing it. Don't cry.
First you tell me I can't have a family, and now you say don't cry. I'll cry if I want to.
They sit on their bed.
I didn't say we couldn't have a family. We can always adopt. Hey, that way we'd be giving our love to a kid that's already been born.
Well, maybe later. But first it's important to me as a woman to try to have one of my own.
Why? Why? Why is that the most important thing in life, to give birth? Well, what are you, a baby machine?
Some baby machine. I can't even turn out one copy.
Honey.
Michael, don't you touch me unless you mean business.
Meanwhile, at the dining room table, Edith glances upstairs.
Maybe they made up. It's gotten awful quiet up in their bedroom.
They made up the bedroom to be anything but quiet.
I wonder why Mike really don't want to have children.
Either because he's an atheist, and the atheist religion don't believe in the Bible.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, everything to do with it. It's in the Bible. The Lord give normal people a direct order. He says, ye shall be fruitful and multiply.
And ye means everybody, right?
That's right. Ye is deplorable of you.
And ye shall be fruitful and multiply. Oh, my. Don't God got a nice way of putting things? I wonder if he could do something about me being a grandma. I'll get it.
Be fruitful and multiply. And I'm stuck with a son-in-law who only wants to break even.
Edith, I got your gas bill by mistake.
Oh, thanks, Irene.
Why didn't you pay it by mistake, Irene?
Come on, admit it. I'm making sense.
There's nothing to admit, Michael. I want a baby, so leave me alone.
She wants a baby. Leave her alone.
She'll never get it that way, Archie. Just coffee, thanks. Edith, am I interrupting anything here?
Oh, no. It's already happened.
Tell Irene the truth there, Edith. We just found out that the meat head and Glory ain't gonna have no kids, and it's his fault.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Was it the mumps you had last year?
What mumps? I didn't have any mumps. I had two wisdom teeth removed.
That shouldn't do it.
Well, with him, you never know.
I mean, I just don't want to have any kids, that's all.
Mike says that the world ain't a safe place for babies.
It's not a safe place for adults.
Yeah, see? Irene agrees with me. She knows what I'm talking about. Even some Catholics are using a pill these days, right?
I think they're using their individual conscience.
Well, a lot of them Catholics are using their consciences in secret, you know? Like, what do you call under the covers?
Have you thought about adoption, Mike?
Sure, I'm all for it.
Oh, what are you bringing up adoption for?
Well, that way they'd be taking care of a child that's already here.
Whatever they do, I'll be taking care of the whole bunch of them.
Look, Mike, Frank and I had the same doubts about bringing a child into this world. And then Frank said, who knows, maybe a child of ours will change the world. Maybe we'll give birth to another Abraham Lincoln.
You missed that by a mile, didn't you?
We came pretty close. One of them is tall, skinny, and poor.
She pats his head.
Goodbye, Archie.
Oh, jeez, Irene.
What did I do?
You give me a carpet shock.
Mike, whatever you decide, I love you both. Bye.
Mike, I gotta confess, I was looking forward to being a grandma.
We was both looking forward to being grandma.
Having a little grandson I could take to the park, or a granddaughter whose hair I could curl and dress up in pretty clothes, And we could all be together on Thanksgiving and Christmas and say grace and laugh a lot and have fun.
Where'd you get the idea that that's how family life is?
She's always watching the Waltons.
Mike, if the Waltons thought like you, they wouldn't even have a TV show.
Edith finds Gloria at the kitchen table, her chin resting on her hands.
Ma, you don't think I'm wrong, do you? I mean, I don't think it's that selfish of me to want a baby.
Oh, no, Gloria, you're a woman. Every woman wants a baby. It makes her feel useful.
Is that the way I made you feel?
Oh, sure, and I loved my little girl.
But, Ma, what is there to make you feel useful now? I'm not a little girl anymore.
Well, I was looking forward to another 20 years with my grandchildren.
I wouldn't count on it if I was you, Ma.
Oh, Gloria, don't worry. Mike'll see it your way. Will you move into your own place? He'll change his mind.
No, Ma. Michael's got too many strong arguments against it.
Well, you got strong arguments for it. Oh, my goodness. What would you do with your life if you didn't have a baby? I mean, that's the main thing women was meant to do.
The main thing?
Yeah. You gotta admit we was built for it. If we wasn't meant to have babies, we'd all be men.
Excuse me, Mom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Michael?
Yeah?
Maybe you're right.
Gloria.
What made you change your mind?
Ma did.
How did I do that?
Ma, I believe a woman's meant to be a person first and then maybe a mother. I don't need to give birth to a baby to make me feel useful. I'm useful.
I know you are.
Gloria, does that mean you don't want to have a baby?
Oh, I didn't say that. I don't know. I just want to think about it.
Gloria turns to Mike, and he takes her in his arms.
How about a beer out here?
Excuse me.
Edith rushes a can of beer out to the living room and settles onto her chair.
What the hell's going on out there?
Well, they just made up.
Is he going to do his duty and come up with the conjugals?
Well, I don't know. I think Mike's got Gloria thinking his way, and I'm thinking that we'll never be a grandma.
Oh, don't worry about nothing like that. She's got the whole control over that anyhow. If you want to insure it, I'll tell you what you do. You pick your time, you duck into their bed. You know the glorious birth control pills?
Yeah?
Out the window and over the fence.
Oh,
you
know
what I tell you. We'll be back in the grandma business, and the pills will work on a Jefferson's cat.
Archie puffs his cigar and returns to reading his paper. In the kitchen, Mike and Gloria are locked in a tight embrace. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Dixie Brown Grossman. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer Gene Marcione.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Betty Garrett as Irene. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974 Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.